This is Jenny McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. This week, we have a second part to last week's segment. Recently, the school administration at BHS abruptly canceled a racial sensitivity exercise for students. Senior Lily Huffman expresses empathy for Mr. Zizokas' difficult position on handling such a polarizing issue.
Obviously, I don't think anti-racism should be politicized, but unfortunately, right now and in Bedford, it very much so is. And that in itself is extremely problematic. But that isn't Mr. Zizokas' fault.
Senior Reese Lossman explains the actions he personally is taking to spread racial sensitivity in the Bedford community. He describes an account he and other Bedford students made called Bedford Community Activism.
We gave students an anonymous form to submit experiences with racism they had. And although we haven't been active in the past two months, that's still a place that people can go to if they need help.
Senior Ava Adorno-Martinez encourages BIPOC underclassmen to have pride in their culture around school, in spite of her own personal experience doing so.
I know from personal experience, anytime that I embrace my culture or ethnicity or background in school, it always ends up being an awful experience. But don't stop being proud of who you are.
To find more information about the amazing work that these upperclassmen do, listeners can visit the bypoc.empowerment.group and Bedford Community Activism pages on Instagram. This is Jenny McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.